That's so funny.
Nothing. Just enjoy coming on with you guys. I get a little extra surge energy.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk a little NFL draft here.
That's right.
We're going to throw a couple of teams at you, and you tell us what you think about their draft. First of all, a team that I thought had an interesting draft, the Saints, with Mike Ditka, his first go-around down in New Orleans.
Ditka's coaching the Saints now?
You knew that, didn't you?
I think that it was a good draft for the Saints. He drafted the good players. He got them in there from the college systems, and when you're coming from the college ranks and into the NFL, through the Saints draft is the best way to do it. Back to you, boys.
Okay.
All right.
All right, how about some of the teams in the Cowboys division, like Washington? How'd they do?
Washington had a draft good. They got some players from the USA with a lot of positive leg distinctions, and the bunnies that make your knees go crazy at
what?
Night.
What? What grade do you give them?
I give them a D.
A D?
They had a good one.
A D for dexterity. And the players of the linebackers.
Right, clearly you haven't done any homework. I at least hope that you've sized up the Cowboy draft for us.
I thought the draft was this weekend.
No, it was last weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, I had it written down wrong in my day runner.
Jeez. What about the Cowboy draft? Do you have any idea who they picked?
Now, I didn't know that the Cowboy had a draft. I didn't know the rest of the team did. They got that munchkin Dexter Coakley.
Yeah?
I mean, I don't know how good that is for them as a football team. If you looking for a football player, then they did bad. But if you're looking for somebody to win the limbo, then he's your man.
All right, what about David LaFleur, the big tight end from LSU? You like him?
Now, who's that?
That's who they took in the first round. They traded up to take him at, like, the 22 position.
Oh, the guy with the big catcher's mitts for hands.
Right.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying, that he's got big catcher's mitts for hands, which would make me think that he's not that dexterous at all. I bet you he's pretty clumsy with those big old things.
Oh, boy. I guess the Pulse post-draft newsletter is going to be pretty much a joke, huh?
Well, if I'd known it was post-draft, I would have got to work on it, Dan Miller.
Brother.
But, I'll review the draft and give you my expert opinions on all these, and I'll grade them, because I think one of the most important things a human being can do in his or her life is grade the NFL draft. And so that's what I'm going to do. Next week, I promise you, I'll have all the grades worked out, and I'll tell you how each team did. Hold on a second. Hey, Grandpa, did you watch the NFL draft? How many days ago was that? Do you know?
12.
Wasn't that long ago.
No, it was 12 days ago. Hey, hold on a second. The Grandpa, he's got a birthday coming up, and he's wanting me to get him an album, but I can't remember which album.
Hey, Grandpa, what's your favorite song? I want to get the album that has your favorite song on it. It's an old stick song, isn't it?
Jumbo Tommy got no interrobato.
I think I remember that song there.
Yeah.
Hold on. Grandpa Eddie wants to say something to you boys, okay?
Okay.
Musers.
Grandpa Eddie.
I love that.
He just wanted to talk to you there for a second. Hold on.
What?
Okay, he's got a question for you, okay?
Okay.
When are you going to have the uniform czar back on the show?
Soon. Hey, it's Grant.
I'll be listening.
All right, he blew out there. Yeah.
He's not still smoking, is he?
No, he's off. He finally quit. As you can tell, it was a little late for him to quit. But he hadn't been smoking out of his stoma anymore, which is good, because he's doing that for a while. And that's a filthy habit there.
All right, now how are you doing on this quest to quit smoking?
I'm doing great. I'm doing absolutely wonderful with that Nicoderm patch, but now Stymie's just doing absolutely horrible.
Really?
Really? Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's now, you know, he gets the way he goes out for bread and buys a carton of cigarettes and smokes them on the way back home.
That's cheating.
That is cheating. Maybe I can get him on next week for you boys.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you then.
All right, Donald Miller, you guys are doing a great job down there in the Big Dolls. Everybody's got a lot of talent down there.
All right, thank you. That is our NFL expert, Ribby Paltz, who featured in Time